You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But for now, we're talking social media etiquette. Have you ever experienced this, that people tag you on things, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Twitter, they tag you on things or initiatives or businesses that they've started that have nothing to do with you. They just want to leverage your followers. They want to leverage the friends you have. They want to leverage who you are. If you are on media or you are somebody who's popular, that there are people who you've maybe met a couple of times or you actually haven't met who actually tag you on these things because they're friends of friends or you're a friend of a friend, and you start getting, you're inundated with replies and comments and all of that to these things, and it has nothing to do with you. And then people who post pics of you without asking. Yes, you've been to a function, you've been to an event, they've taken a picture, but nobody has said, are you okay with me posting this on social media? Also, you know, do you find that you have to deal with requests? Facebook requests, friend requests from people who don't even have a profile picture or any about info. There's nothing about where they live. There's nothing about who they are. There's nothing about where they work. Do you actually friend them? Even though that you have common friends, you have people in common, you go down and you see friends, mutual friends, you know a couple of people there. Are you still a bit wary? Do you go, I'm not going to friend somebody and I don't even know what you look like? That's a bit dodge. Or they have a very dodgy picture on their profile pic. And then when it comes to WhatsApp groups, do you get offended when people add you to groups without asking you? And then you're part of this entire conversation. And is it rude to leave the group? Do you stay because you just kind of feel obligated, especially if it's about something that is quite pertinent, but nobody asked you? Well, to help us navigate this landmine, we're chatting to Bongani Sithole. He is a data analyst at Worldwide Works to give us some advice on how to deal with these situations. Bongani, good afternoon, and thanks so much for your time.
Good afternoon, Rebecca. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. And I'm one of those people who gets bugged by things like this. And then I start to wonder, am I being too hard? Am I overthinking this? But are these real issues that people are dealing with and real things that actually bug people? Hey.
These are real issues. A lot of people might find that an unknown number on their contact list has added them on WhatsApp group. And you might find that some of these WhatsApp groups are created to promote even something that you're not related to. People often find it hard to navigate leaving the groups and
unfriending someone.
WhatsApp provides options to actually allow you to control who can add you to certain groups where you could be your contacts or certain people in your contact list that you don't want to even add you on these groups.
Well, let's tackle that one first, where when people do tag you on things that have nothing to do with you. They've started a business, they started an initiative, they're doing something, and then they tag you. They haven't asked you. How do you handle that? How should we handle that?
Personally, I would feel that at first, DM the person who tagged you and navigate or talk to them and ask to be removed, or you yourself go about your searching and remove yourself from the tag, because a lot of people are not aware that with these social sites you can control who can tag you or you can untag yourself. Facebook rather provides an option where you can untag yourself from a post if you were tagged, and even with pictures, if you are tagged in the picture and you feel like it's inappropriate, you can untag yourself from it.
But it's already out there. I mean, isn't it sometimes too late and then it's been shared and reposted? So what do you do in that case?
In that case, I think we could look at it if it was on your page. If it was showing on your page, sure, your followers might have seen it, and if you untag yourself from it, then it's no longer there. Yes, it might stay there from the other person who tagged you initially, but on your page, it won't show anymore. So you cannot be associated with that because you were not the original author of it.
So what are the rules of engagement here then, Bongani? I mean, surely there are rules about this when it comes to social media. Are they unspoken rules? Because I'm not very sassed with social media. I'll tell you that. I'm really bad at it, actually. I'm really, really bad at it. So, I mean, I don't even know settings and things and how they work and all of that. So is there a certain social media etiquette, for example, when it comes to things like this?
I mean, one would think it would be common decency to actually alert the other person before tagging them. But I think navigating this is always engaging your friend and always asking for permission. If maybe probably you're the friend who wants to promote something by tagging people, always alert the people that you're going to tag. Again, informing them in advance, allowing them to agree or disagree, and without having a person feel like, you know, you violated their boundaries in just tagging me in a post that I don't have a need to be in with.
And what could be the repercussions of something like that? Say, for example, this turns out to be a really dodgy business venture. It turns out to be something that is not, very kosher. And something goes wrong. And there are, myriad things could go wrong. Can you be held responsible as somebody who was tagged on a post like that, or somebody who is seen to have some kind of association with it?
You couldn't necessarily be held responsible for that, but I think what can be damaging would be if you have associates on your social media, they might believe that you hold certain values with whatever that you were tagged on, and for them, they do not rather look at the part that you only just friends with this person, but they look at the relationship that, you know, okay, cool, you are friends on Facebook. This means it reflects even in real life. And this might also portray your beliefs in a way which might not be true, but it does have like a very bad image for yourself.
There's just a WhatsApp that's come through from Nicole saying the Poppy Act actually also says you need people's permission before you post a photo with them in it. So maybe just educate us a little bit when it comes to the Poppy Act and social media then, Bongani, and what it says about things like this, about posting photos with a person and then tagging people on certain things as well that they have nothing to do with.
Poppy Act is encouraging consent. Because nowadays you might find yourself even on TikTok unawarely, like a video of you posted and you're trending and you're not aware that you're there. But what the act encourages is people must always ask consent when filming me or picturing other people, and I think you can even build a case if you feel like consent was not given to you or was not, if you see yourself trending in the social media streets.
All right, I'd like to hear if you out there, if you've had an experience like this, if something has really, really gotten to you and you've really been cross about it, and what did you do about it? 011-883-0702. And if you can WhatsApp us, send us a voice note, send us your messages, 072-702-1702. We have a WhatsApp that's come through saying, talking about tagging, I hate it when people tag me on porn videos on social media. I think at times they are hacked and I automatically delete them until they request my friendship again. I don't have time to be calling them all the time. I haven't heard of that before, Bongani. Is that a common thing?
It is a common thing, and I think more especially on Facebook. And sometimes I think the reason of that is mainly because people click links unwillingly so, and clicking that link, you're not aware what's happening with that link, and then the next thing you find yourself tagged in porn videos and it's showing to your friends that, you know, Bongani is tagged on this and this is porn, and obviously you're going to judge Bongani because of that, and you're not going to judge the author because you don't know the author, but who do you know? Your friend Bongani.
Yeah, I mean, and often, look, there are often people out there who are up to no good. There are people who create profiles, and it's not the person you think it is. People's accounts do get hacked. What's How do we find out? I mean, often people will send out a message to say, guys, I've been hacked. Please don't respond to anything. Don't believe this. But, you know, often your first response would be one of shock, would be, how could you do this? How could you tag me on this? Yeah. Is there any way of finding out whether that has indeed happened, that this person has been hacked, or are they just backtracking on something that they actually did by mistake?
In most cases, I think I've seen this happen a lot with Facebook, is people getting hacked and then the hacker would DM you asking you to join their pyramid scheme in terms of like money.
Yes, and people asking for help, financial help, yes.
Yes, financial help. And that's where you, as a person, you should be alert if really, you know, your friend, that, you know, this has never happened before. We've never had a discussion where me and this person have had a financial relationship where we're asking each other money. Why today? Like, you always should be cautious in the sense of understanding the relationship you have with the person. And if suddenly today we have something new, then why? Maybe, probably, yes, indeed, that person is hacked.
And I would think if you are in that position, or if they are asking you for money, that's a very personal thing. That is a different type of relationship. They would have your phone number. They would call you and say, listen, I've actually fallen on hard times and I actually, you know, need a little bit of help. All right. If you had an experience, 011-883-0702, or WhatsApp us, your voice notes or your messages, 072-702-1702. Let's hear from Nicole in Kempton Park. Hi, Nicole.
Hi there. I sent the WhatsApp message that you read out earlier. I feel very passionate about this topic because I have a group on Facebook that has 7,500 members on. It's an industry type group, so it's more professional. But I had somebody on my group one evening at 10 o'clock at night post something about one of our clients and in a derogatory fashion. And I read the message, the post, at 7 o'clock in the morning. But by that stage, when I deleted it, it had already been screenshotted and forwarded to the person who was spoken badly of. And to be very honest with you, 3 weeks later, I received a lawyer's letter via Facebook Messenger to say we are taking this matter further. And so you don't want to get yourself into that situation. If people tag you, untag yourself, preferably request permission to be tagged. You can set that up as well. And if somebody posts something on a group that you belong to, even if it's got nothing to do with you, if you don't report it, you can be held liable.
That's what I was wondering, yes.
Yeah, so you can be held liable because you have the ability to report it and have the post removed. And you've done nothing, so you're complicit. So I feel very passionate about this topic, and people get themselves into a lot of trouble without even realizing it.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's our naivety and our belief that our friends, and I say that in air quotes, because not everyone's our friend on Facebook, they're friends of friends, take liberties, Bongani. And I mean, what happened to Nicole is quite serious, and we have to be careful about what other people are able to post on those groups as well. And I mean, the controls, especially with some WhatsApp groups as well, where you have only admins and certain people who are able to post, that's one way of avoiding that, right?
Yes. And I think also that one thing I would like to highlight is take social media as an extension to your life. Like, it's not something different. It's not a imaginary world. It's your life. So whatever you wouldn't do in your life, don't do it on your social media.
Yeah, whatever you wouldn't say to someone to their face.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually the coward's way out, is to put something on a group and let it just be. Then people having fights on those groups as well with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you live in like complexes and you have like community groups, or you have like a group for the complex, and then you see some of the stuff that actually goes on there, it blows your mind. Another WhatsApp coming through. This tagging thing with sex videos is so rampant on Facebook. I didn't know that. I always advise friends to activate the activity and log to manage what appears on their timeline. I have found that most are people I'm not even friends with. And then, of course, WhatsApp groups, you have the option to just leave. So I didn't know that this was such a big problem. And surely, though, Facebook should have some controls over this, Bongani.
It should. But I think also, like, looking at it, it's the accepting of friend requests from people you do not know. Scrutinize your friend requests that you receive, because if, yes, somebody is maybe having a one mutual friend with your friend who posts on Facebook, but who is that person really? Do you know them in person? Have you met them? What relation would you have with them? So you can't just like accept, because now this happens that that person would like tag you in links, and then only on to find that your profile to other people, it shows that, you know, you kind of posting porn links. Only that you are tagged on them. Yeah. And not you posting them.
Well, you know, I'm guilty of that. I feel bad to not friend people who know friends of mine. I feel like I've insulted them if I don't say, okay, I'll be your friend. But that's just me, and maybe I'm silly and I need to get to the program. Well, another WhatsApp coming through says, people really should prevent people from tagging them. I no longer have a Facebook account. And I know a lot of people, Bongani, have deleted their Facebook account, saying, but I remember it having this option. No one could tag me without my approval, even my mama.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of people have left Facebook because of just having to navigate this admin. Hey.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people have left Facebook because of the admin. But I think also it's the fallout that happened with the data, the user data being sold to certain third party companies. But I think mainly it's becoming outdated, if I say myself.
Yeah, it is becoming outdated. But I mean, for some people, it's a place to leave memories. It's a place where it's going to live, you know, where you leave pictures of your children, pictures of anniversaries, and, you know, it's going to be there for posterity. Another very interesting one says, afternoon, the verbal abuse and attacks on entities affect service delivery. There are service delivery groups, community groups, yes, we know those ones, friend groups, it gossips, belittling and naming and shaming. And that should stop. And I particularly have a problem with community groups as well. And there needs to be, you know, some sort of control over what you're allowed to say. And where I live, we have two groups. One is for purely security reasons. And the other one is to say, I'm collecting blankets for people. And this is what's happened. And we're doing donations and relief. And that's perfectly fine. But there are other times where it kind of gets out of hand. And it becomes a place for people to just start ranting and raving about things. So it's kind of like a blurry line.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the power there it's the administrators of those groups would have to state clearly the rules of the groups and how they navigate the announcements or the conversations. And if certain conversations are deemed unnecessary, maybe people need to be muted for that period of hours. I don't want to be probably preparing myself to sleep at around 10, and then people are having a full-blown conversation on the WhatsApp, on the group, rather.
And you know what the other thing is, Bongani, about this, is that these are people who know each other. They have each other's numbers, whether they're neighbors, but they choose to have this fight on the group. Like if your neighbors are very loud next door, and, you know, there's a party going on past 10 o'clock, go to that person and then say, listen, but they choose to have these things on the group. They choose to have those interactions on the group. And you have to wonder, who are you and why, what kind of person are you that this never occurred to you to go to the person first? Rather, do you want to name and shame? Are you the kind of person who, you know, is a big spade and you like to dig a situation, to use a kind of slang about it? You know, it's also very personality driven, isn't it, what happens on these groups?
Yeah, it's definitely personally driven. And I think also it's a thing of some people find entertainment in this, like instigating fights and just going back and forth, maybe just showing off that, you know, I am able to fight you with words, if I could say. But yeah, I think it's purely entertainment, and it's unnecessary for other people because they use these groups for information and knowing the announcements of whatever the intention of the group for.
Yeah, and I mean, when it comes to sort of causes, and you know, a lot of people choose for their birthdays, for example, on Facebook to say, you know, donate to this cause. It's my birthday, and yes, a lot of them are legitimate, and the people that I know, I don't doubt that this is where the money is going. How do we make sure How do we make sure that the causes that we're being asked to donate to for somebody's birthday are actually real? How do we verify that?
In terms of verification, like, for example, you use an example of donating to someone's birthday.
Well, they choose a cause, you know, they choose a cause on behalf of, yeah.
Okay, on behalf of their birthday. Oh, I think a simple internet search, and maybe if there's like a organization provided on the post and stuff, you can check if it's legit or not. Mm. And information can be always provided on the internet in terms of like where is this intended to and where are the organization based and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, what are the common sort of scams and trends that we are seeing on social media, Bongani, if you have any latest information for us? What are the common things that people are being subjected to and that they're actually falling for? Because you think that these are friends of yours. You think that these are people who know people and you can track them down at some point if something goes wrong.
A common scam, I think I've made mention of this earlier on, is having your friends hacked, but you don't have an idea, and then they tell you about how you can join this quick money-making scam. If you pay $1,000 and you're going to get a return of like $10,000, for example. And it's very rampant in on Facebook, rather, because a lot of people have their accounts hacked, and they will have screenshots. So you see a screenshot with your friend's profile picture or something, and then they screenshotted a message just saying how much money just entered into their account. So this is a way of advertising that this is legit, but instead it's a scam.
And things like Twitter, you know, where conversations happen, and yes, you know, arguments, sometimes they are healthy. How does somebody, you know, sort of navigate that? What's the rules of engagement when it comes to Twitter? Because like we say, everybody's a journalist, everybody's a reporter now. Everybody, you know, especially, say, for example, I'm going to use something like a rape allegation. Once you've accused someone, you've already created doubt whether the story is true or not. How far have we come in dealing with things like that on social media, where, you know, whether it is just a neighbor's dispute, whether it is a serious allegation like rape or corruption or whatever it is, how far have we come? Because this has been a bugbear for a couple of years now. Are we making progress with preventing that and dealing with them and making sure that the wrong thing isn't being done or people's motives, the wrong motives are not being pursued here?
When it comes to Twitter, with content preference and stuff, you are able to control the type of topics that you are able to follow and engage with. And maybe if you find certain topics like xenophobia you're not interested in, you can like filter out and filter mute words or mute accounts that are promoting or engaging in terms of xenophobia, and that you do not have to see on your timeline. And when it comes to how we as a community dealing with false allegations and that stuff, it's a delay, but I think we are slowly getting into a direction of verifying it with certain people that might surround the accused or the victim.
All right. Well, I didn't know that you know, those filters were available there. But thanks so much. It's been really enlightening and always a topic worth visiting, because we kind of forget and we get comfortable on social media and then find ourselves in a spot of trouble or irritated by something or someone. Bongani Sithole from Worldwide Works, thanks so much for that input and the guidance as well.